This is actually something that I build my entire life around. I am able to eat because of what I'm going to be talking with you about today. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Goldmine Radio. This is Dante Ormsby. I am super excited today because I'm going to be talking about a topic that I love sharing. This is actually something that I build my entire life around. I am able to eat because of what I'm going to be talking with you about today. And that is my sales formula. More specifically, the first and probably the most important component of my sales formula. Now, what is the sales formula? Years and years and years ago, I was in Phoenix, Arizona, and this is before I started Profit Website Management, my second business. I was already doing websites for a company that I had started called FX Studios. And it was a great business, you know? I would build a website for someone and they would give me a check, and I would build another website for somebody else and they would give me a check. And for someone who had just been used to trading his time for money his entire life, this was really, really exciting because it was pretty good money. We're talking about thousands of dollars, you know, outside of my normal job because I was working a regular job too. So I was like, man, that doesn't get any better than this. But after a few years of running through that cycle of build something, get a check, trade my time for money, I started to get broken. I started to wear down a little bit. And I was like, wow, I really don't want to be doing this for the rest of my life. There has to be a better way. So I did a lot of studying. I started reading all those books that I've mentioned in other podcasts. I started reading The Rich Dad, Poor Dads, The E-Myth Revisited, the 4-Hour Work Weeks, you know, The Steve Jobs Way. All these books I was consuming, I was reading some of them 2-3 times over just to try and get, you know, obviously I'm missing something. What is it? And I was driving through Tempe one day, right by Sun Devil Stadium there. And I was thinking to myself, man, what is it about these businesses that are so successful that I'm not getting? What are they doing that I'm not? And I started thinking about the commonalities. And I swear to you, it was the goodness of God that just put it into my head. And was like, hey, you're missing this right here. And from that point forward, I started looking and I saw businesses differently. And I saw that every single business I looked at that was successful was doing these things in order. And I actually codified it and I wrote it down and I actually wrote a book. I should release it one day, but I actually never did. Because to me, it was my own private little secret sauce recipe for how to make money. And the first component of that sales formula is what I'm going to be talking to you now about now. It's called True Desire. Now, I'm going to be getting into this, but for the most part, all my business examples, when I talk about things, they're analogies to illustrate important points, right? But rest assured, please, the principles that I'm going to be talking about in this podcast are not just good for business. They could actually be easily applied to almost any selling effort in your life, whether it be personal, such as you convincing someone else they should go out with you on a date, for instance, or professional, you convincing a boss why working from home 2 days a week is an actual good idea. No matter what it is that you're trying to sell, whatever the idea is, there is always going to be at least this component of the sales formula that needs to be present. And that's called true desire. The first step in creating a winning sales message, also known as a sales pitch, is to answer what is probably the most important question that needs to be achieved for your goal. What is it that your customer, your mark, the person you're talking to, what is it that they really, truly desire? Believe it or not, it is this crucial step that determines whether or not you will be successful in your efforts answering that question. Many a business that had a fantastic product has fallen off the wayside over time simply because they failed to answer the real true desire of their customers and instead simply offered the product or the service they were selling or pitching. So what do I mean by the true desire? There's an old marketing adage that says when it comes to sales and marketing, you sell the sizzle and not the steak. What that means is that human beings, for better or worse, really don't want objects to buy. They want experiences to own. Another way of saying this, over the years, I've developed an even simpler way, and I like this a lot better. When it comes to determining true desire, you never sell the product or service. You sell the result of the product or the service. I'll say it again. You never sell the product or your service. You sell the result of your product and your service. In the example of a steak, if a restaurant went around town advertising steak for sale, you know, best steaks in town, they probably wouldn't get very far in their campaign. Why? Because a quote-unquote steak alone is not what a potential customer wants. So what is it that the customer really wants? What's their true desire? Great question. In fact, as far as sales goes, it's the only question to answer. A great steak restaurant doesn't sell steak. They sell satisfaction. They sell atmosphere. They sell indulgence. Think of the last time you craved something in particular to eat. Now, think past the obvious object of your desire. Let's say a gooey, creamy, overpriced cinnamon roll at the mall. I love that stuff. Was it the cinnamon roll you wanted? Or was it a combination of the satisfaction you knew you'd enjoy when the icing dripped off the fork, or the warmth of the bread you felt as you chewed it, the soft center that you craved and maybe saved for last that tasted so sweet? Maybe it was even the decadent thought you enjoyed, you know, just knowing that you really shouldn't be eating it, but it's so good. How could you not? You know, sometimes that's what we really craved. Do you see now that if the mall establishment simply tried to sell you a cinnamon roll, they wouldn't get nearly as far as if they sold you the many desires the experiences of eating the cinnamon roll gives you. What's really important is that you identify a customer's true desires on your own, and doing that is not exactly the easiest thing in the world. I'll be the first one to admit it. But there are a few things you can do to make that process a little bit simpler. Ask yourself, if I was a customer, what is the result of the product or service? What's the emotion that I want to feel or possibly get rid of? What is it about this product or service that I like? What does it do for me? These are the abstract questions that we all ask ourselves in our minds and our subconscious when we're making decisions to buy. Except our brains process these and other factors so fast, within a span of nanoseconds, that we never really get a chance to understand how the buying process works in our minds. Let's explore another example. Carpet cleaning. I love this example. A new owner of a local carpet cleaning company has an opportunity to create an advertisement that will appear in a large magazine. Tons of people are going to see it. What do you think the average carpet cleaning owner, business owner, would use as his sales copy in the ad? Probably something like carpet cleaning offer, low prices, best in the city, you know, carpet, you know, 2-for-1 special, that kind of thing, yada, yada, yada. You alone have probably thrown away $1 million worth of junk mail advertising that looked just like this, right? And why did you do it? Where did the owner make a mistake? The mistake was that he didn't identify the customer's real want, their true desire. Carpet cleaning isn't what people want. Remember, don't sell the product or service. Sell the result of the product or the service. People don't want carpet cleaning. Carpet cleaning brings a stranger in my home. Carpet cleaning costs money. Carpet cleaning means my stuff might get broken. So what is it that people really want? Carpets that look like new. To remove pet stains like they never happened. To have a fresh smelling house. These are the results of carpet cleaning, and that's what the ad should be providing. A good friend of mine and I, we went back to our old high school because our high school gave us a lot, and we wanted to give back. So here we are in a classroom full of 20, 30 students, and we're giving them the same presentation, the same information I'm giving you right now about true desire and the sales formula. And as you could imagine, some of them were interested. Some of them were looking up at the ceiling, out the window. And we decided to bring it home to where they live. Now, I mentioned earlier that if you really gain this concept of true desire in your mind, it goes beyond just business and professional. It could actually help your personal life. So we asked the young fellas, hey, fellas, I don't know about you, but when we were kids, you know, it was a little hard asking out that girl that you really, really liked. Is it still hard? And a lot of them just nodded their head, got a couple of giggles out of the class. We said, well, tell you what, you apply the sales formula to this and it'll work for you. Try this. And you could see everybody in the room instantly sit up in their seats. They're listening. The next time you want to ask out a girl, don't make the mistake of asking her, hey, would you like to go out with me? Why would you make this transaction about you? You is a binary decision, a true or false, a 1 or 0, yes or no. She has to make a decision about you at this point, whether or not she wants to go out with you. Never do that. Observe her a little bit. If you notice she wears Star Wars shirts or the Marvel shirt, ask her, hey, have you seen the latest movie? I hear there's one coming out this Saturday. I've got an extra ticket. Would you like to go see that movie on Saturday? If you know she's into basketball, get a couple tickets to the game. Say, hey, I've got an extra ticket to the game on Saturday night. Would you like to go to the game? Now suddenly you've taken you out of the equation and you've put the entire transaction on something that she already wants, her true desire, which is to have a good time. It's funny because after we shared that, the whole class was laughing. The guys were writing notes. We were getting high fives and the girls were all nodding their heads. But that's just another example of how this concept can go way further than just business. You could actually apply it to your personal life. Now, I have an assignment for you. It is essential that you learn to train your mind to think in terms of identifying consumers' true desires. There is a point in our lives when we can not only describe what something is doing, but how it's doing it. And that's when we know we have true mastery or control over a topic, when we can explain how something we're observing is doing what it's doing. And that's what I want from you. I want you to be a master of identifying consumer wants instantly. To accomplish this, I want you to practice this exercise. When you drive around town, pay attention to the successful businesses that you pass by. And ask yourself, why are they successful? What is the true desire that they are fulfilling and selling, especially in their advertising? As you watch television, pay attention to the commercials. Decide which ones are hitting home runs by acknowledging the viewer's real true desires versus the not so good ones that are just advertising products and services. All right, to sum up, when you think about all the great products and services that we've come to love throughout history, each of them is satisfying a true desire. An iPod was never an MP3 player. It was a status symbol that made us feel young. A weekend stay at a resort, it's not a hotel stay. It's an escape from the everyday world, a place to feel cared for and possibly feel rich. A college degree isn't an education. If a college tried to sell us education, no one would go. Colleges offer opportunity to become something more than you are today. Colleges offer a future. So ask yourself, what are you selling? What are you trying to sell? Are you selling a product or are you selling a result? Selling a solution? Are you trying to sell a service or are you selling an experience? When you can get past the obvious and start selling what people really want, their true desire, you will immediately become more aware of how your sales and marketing campaigns can improve. Hey, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Dante Ormsby for Goldmine Radio. Thanks for listening.